You read online about a rumored society, a hidden matriarchal community that had some very odd practices. The interesting thing was that despite many rumors, there was no concrete information, as nobody who has ever gone to find this community has ever reported on what they had found. But you just had to find out what was going on. You could finally shed light on all of these rumors and write about your findings. You traveled where the rumors pointed the location out to be, far from civilization, half expecting there to be nothing, for all of it to be fake. But to your surprise, was a secluded town hidden away from the prying eyes of the world. And as your curiosity gets the better of you and you approach, you feel a presence behind you. "Why, hello there, little one. Are you lost?" You turn in surprise to see the tallest woman you have ever seen, at least 10 feet tall. She was beautiful, a perfect hourglass figure that was shown off by the tight latex catsuit that poured erotically over her curves, the plunging neckline showing off her cleavage and large breasts, and standing atop a pair of ballet boots that made her legs look even longer and shapelier than you thought possible. "It's not every day we see males from outside of our community come to visit. Why are you here?" "Oh, to ask a few questions about our culture, "Of course, dear. I'll be more than happy to escort you into the town. Just come along with me." As you can see, I am far from the only woman who is this tall. Every female of our people is as tall as I am. Don't they look beautiful, dear? With their long legs and large breasts and soft, plump lips. I've noticed a few smiling at you, little one. You may just be popular here. Oh, but it's our males that have caught your eye, haven't they? Or rather, what they're wearing? This garment is a very important part of our society's culture, dear. It's called a suck suit. You see how it's a rubber suit that fully encases them from the neck down? Well, that's only what lies on the surface. Look closer at that mommy and her little male. You see how she leads him by the leash connected to his suit's collar? Well, that's for his own safety, dear, so he cannot wander off by himself and get lost. Unaccompanied males have been known to go missing, so we make sure that all males have a mommy to keep them nice and safe at all times. Oh, and you want to know why some of those little ones have a tight rubber panel strapped to their mouths? That's a gag, dear. It's because some males find wearing the suit very intense, and they can't help but scream. But why wear the suit? Well, dear, do you see the device wrapped around that little male's bulge? And all the other tubes that coil around him like a tight harness? That's all connected to a tank on his back. Ah, and you will find the purpose of this device soon. You see how he's watching that other mommy, bending over to pick up something? He's staring right at her ass, dear. Staring straight at her beautiful big ass. And he won't be able to help himself from getting hard at the sight of her perfect round backside. Did you hear his sudden whimpers, dear? That means the suck suit has started to milk him. Oh yes, little one. That is the purpose of the suck suit. Whenever a male gets an erection, the suit will vibrate and suck and milk him relentlessly until he can hold it no longer and he squirts out his load. Then the suit sucks his lovely, precious cream into that tank on his back and keeps it safe for his mommy to use. Some males find it very intense. Do you see how he's trying to pull the suit off? Trying to get at the collar or zipper? It's no use, baby. Those inflatable mittens on his hands stop him from being able to do anything with them, making him totally dependent on his mommy. This is a very important part of our culture, dear. We women are so much taller, stronger, and smarter than males, so it only makes sense we do most things. It's very efficient to milk males like this, dear. There's no chance of losing a single drop of precious cream. Before we invented the suck suits, we kept our males in milking barns. They were encased in tight cow suits and tightly restrained, and women had to milk them by hand every day. Imagine a room filled with rows and rows of dozens of squirming boys, and tall, beautiful women walking up and down the aisle, stroking their loads out of them with nothing but their two hands. But it took so long, and we couldn't attend to every male properly. Not to mention, some women just couldn't help themselves and stole the milk right then and there, sucking the male's penises and draining them then and there. So to solve our problems, and still let us have all the milk we would need, we created the suck suits to drain our males wherever we were. Oh, do you see how that little male is trembling now? He's holding on to his mommy's leg and trying to hump against it. But it won't be any use, sweetie. Yes, the suck suit is designed to prevent you from feeling and stimulation other than what it gives you. That way, our males won't forget that they don't control their bodies anymore. Their bodies and their orgasms belong to us. Ah, and now do you see his mommy finally noticing his plight? She's gently stroking his hair and shushing him, telling him that everything will be all right. It gets very hard to think, you see, when a male is subject to a milking via the suck suit. So she is calmly telling him what to think, helping him fill that confused little brain with all the correct thoughts that a male should have. Don't look away, little one. That boy is about to come. See how he's whimpering and moaning, "Mommy, Mommy," under his breath? He is so close to the edge now. Just a little further. And, oh, there he goes. He's shaking and bucking his hips so hard as he shoots out all that milk. Watch as his mommy comforts him. Oh, that little boy is screaming so loudly. It's a wonder his mommy hasn't gagged him. The suit is now sucking all of that delicious cream out of his balls and storing it safely away for his mommy to use later. Such an ingenious little device, don't you think? Well then, little one, I think that was a very good demonstration of the function of our suck suits. I think you have a lot to write about there. Unless, would you like to experience the sensation for yourself? Oh, don't look embarrassed, little one. Males wearing the suck suit are normal here. If anything, you wearing your own clothing is out of place. If you truly wish to experience our culture, I think it would be best if I put you in a suck suit of your own. Not for good, don't worry. Just for a little bit, so you can see what it's like for yourself. And then we can take it straight off. Of course, dear. Don't you trust me? Very good, little one. Now, just come along over here. We have public changing rooms around with spare suck suits in them, just in case. Yes, and a few other outfits too, you've noticed. These ones are solely for women, of course. Our males only wear the suck suits. Oh, we just have spare suits just in case, dear. Don't worry. Now, disrobe from me. Now, there's no need to feel embarrassed. It's just you and me in this changing room. And I've seen many males naked before. You've nothing to worry about. Now let's just pull the suit up your legs. And I'll just feed your little member into this special pouch. I'm just slipping it past these three special rings. And your little head goes into the suction bulb, all safe and secure. How does that feel, baby? Snug. Do you feel how there's a separate pouch for your balls, too? It's like they're being cradled, isn't it? That's going to be very important for later. Now, to pull up the rest of the suit up your body, and your arms in the sleeves. Yes, dear. Ball your fists up into those mittens. Now to zip you up and tighten these buckles. There we go, little one. Nice and snug. Oh, the mittens inflated? Don't worry, dear. Males in our community don't need to use their hands. Their mommies take care of everything for them. You don't mind, do you? It's so you can get the full experience. Okay, just the last bit. The collar. And there you go. All safe and secure. You look wonderful, baby. Just like one of our males. Now, let me attach this leash to your collar. Yes. Now come along, little one. How are you feeling, baby? Does the tight suit feel good stretched across your body like that? How about when I tuck your leash? Like this. Oh, that's it, baby. Walk along with me. You really do look just like one of our males, don't you? You should be glad I have this leash on you. If you got lost, some other mommy might come along and claim you as her own little milk boy. And I know you wouldn't want that, would you? No. You'll stay right here with me, safe and sound. But don't think I haven't noticed. You haven't gotten erect enough to activate the suck suit, have you? Don't worry, little one. How could I say you've truly experienced it if you haven't felt everything the suit has to offer? Let me just kneel down here in front of you and slowly spread my knees. You're getting a good eyeful of my body, baby. You're at just the right height to watch me squeeze my large breasts. Have you ever seen breasts more perfect than these, baby? You can look right down my cleavage, it's all right. Go on. Watch mommy's breasts as she squeezes and plays with them. Ah, there we go, baby. There we go. Mommy's breasts made you hard enough for the suit to start sucking you. Can you feel it, little one? The pouches begin to squeeze around your penis, and those three rings have come to life, constricting tightly and beginning to slowly squeeze up and down the shaft rhythmically. Doesn't that feel good, honey? Oh, you're making a face. It must feel good. Those rings are designed to feel like long, slender fingers wrapped around your shaft. Fingers like mine. It's massaging your balls as well, isn't it, baby? It's designed to feel like a nice, soft hand, cradling and softly petting them. This is to encourage the male's testicles to produce lots of milk for us. Soon, they will begin to swell, and the pouch will feel tighter and tighter. Like the suck suit is embracing you. Did you just jump, little one? Ah, the vibrating spot under your gland has come on. Oh, that little device is very popular amongst our males. The longer it vibrates there, the more their thoughts start to get all jumbled up and mushy. Oh, I think that's beginning to happen to you, isn't it? Oh, shh. Don't try to speak, little one. Mommy's here. The suction will slowly be ramping up now, baby. Can you feel it? Squeezing, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. It almost feels like mommy's hands, doesn't it, baby? Even though both my hands are squeezing my beautiful breasts so tightly together, you can still feel them on your penis and balls. And now the bulb on your head has begun to pulse and suck, stimulating your entire sensitive head so effectively. I know how it feels, baby. It's so slick and wet, almost like mommy took your head in her big, plump lips and sucked and licked. Wherever you go, little one, whatever you do, if you follow me, or if you run away, you will never be able to escape the relentless sensation, like mommy is giving you a perfect hand job. It's pointless to try to resist it, little one. No male can. I neglected to tell you before. These suits aren't just designed to milk males. They are designed to break them. Whenever they get an erection, the males receive inescapable pleasure, slowly conditioning them to feel pleasure whenever they look at their mommy's beautiful body, just like you're doing now. Eventually, they associate any mommy with perfect, overwhelming pleasure, and obey them without question. Shh, shh. No more questions, little one. Just relax and experience what all our males go through every day. Yes, you love the feeling of the suit milking you, don't you? You can feel the suit beginning to bring you to the edge, beginning to milk you and make you come. You want to come for the suck suit, don't you, baby? You want to come for mommy. Ah, I knew you wouldn't resist. That face you're making is so lewd, and your little hips are thrusting into the air by themselves. Don't worry, baby. The suit is going to increase the rate now. Just hold on. Oh, yes, there you go, baby. It's so intense now, isn't it? It's really drawing you up to the edge. Just listen to those cute little noises you're making. Don't worry, little one, just lean in. Let mommy hug you tight and press you between her big breasts, all nice and safe. Shh, there we go, baby. There we go. Shh, it's going to happen. You want to come, baby. You want to come, and you will. Just relax, little one. You don't need to worry. Just relax and let the suck suit take care of you. It's squeezing your penis and testicles so tightly, baby. It almost feels like mommy's soft, tight lips are wrapped around them and just sucking all that milk out of you. Are you ready, little one? Are you ready to be milked? Are you ready to spurt out that hot milk for me? Here we go, baby. Just give in and obey me. Shoot. 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 Shoot, 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 that's it, baby boy, shoot out all of that milk for me. Shoot, 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 just shoot into the little suck suit. Let it milk your little balls dry for me. Just keep shooting and coming and squirting, feeling the suit suck your milk into the tank. Good boy, well done, baby boy. Oh, that's it. That's it. Let it happen. Let it take all your little juices. All that milk. Good. Good boy. You did so good for mommy. Ah, yes. That's it. That was it. You did it, sweetheart. You did so good. It wasn't that bad, was it? Shh, just rest now. Feel the suck suit slow to a stop. There we go. How are you feeling, little one? Was it a little overwhelming? Shh, I know. The first one is always intense for new males, but you'll get used to it. Oh? Let you out? But baby, why would I do that? Look around you. You are just one male amongst all our others, bound to a suck suit, and leashed by a beautiful mommy. You belong to us now, sweetie. You exist to provide us with milk. Hey, now don't struggle. Don't struggle. You won't be able to get that suit off, little one. Not with your hands bound like that. Oh, dear, you shouldn't be yelling like that. You're going to make a scene. Here, let me just strap this gag over your mouth. Don't resist, dear. Don't resist. There. That's better. I don't like it when my little males act rude. You know, I think another milking is in order to make you more compliant. Don't worry, little one. I know you don't want to, but you don't get to have choices anymore. If I press this button on the back of the suit, there we go. The suit will begin sucking you all over again. Oh, baby. Is that intense? Is your little penis still sensitive from being milked so recently? Shh, just endure it, baby. This will help you learn to obey me. Come along now, little one. I'm going to take you back to my home. You'll get to meet your new brothers, the other males I use for milking. I'm always on the lookout for boys like them. Curious little things who are all too eager to learn about our community and don't realize what's happening to them until it's far too late. Stop struggling, little one. You can't escape. I'm far stronger than you, and you can't even use your hands right now. On top of that, I bet it's getting hard to even walk, let alone fight, with the suck suit milking you again. Oh, that's it, baby. Moan for me. Make all the cute little whimpers you want, but it's not going to stop. This is going to happen whether you want it or not. And even if you slipped free and ran from me, where would you go? As I told you, your milk is very precious to mommies, and if I didn't find you, another will. And even if no one noticed you, there's an invisible fence around our community. If a male passes that border, his suck suit will automatically activate the highest, most intense setting, immobilizing him with waves of the most blinding, intense pleasure he's ever felt. He'd be stuck there, coming helplessly until a mommy... Oh, sweetie, are you even listening? My, the suit must feel very good right now, then. It's completely overwhelming your ability to focus. Well, don't worry, baby. Just let your mind get lost in the pleasure. Mommy's leash will tug you, pulling you back to your new home. If you're a very good boy and come again for me, then I'll give you one nice, long, deep kiss before I seal you in your vac bed for the night. Shh, just let Mommy pick you up and cradle you in her arms. There we go, baby. Nice and comfortable. Snuggled up against my breast. I know, it's intense. I know. But don't worry. You are going to come again. You don't have a choice after all, so stop trying to resist and give in to me. The pleasure will slowly melt your mind, nearly lobotomizing you. You will slowly forget your old life and even your name. But don't worry. Tomorrow we will take you down to the registration office and assign you a new name and make you officially belong to me. You'll think you were always a male of our community, existing only to make lots of nice thick cream for us. That's it, little one. That's it. You're coming again. You're going to shoot again for me. You are going to shoot again. Here it comes, baby. Here it comes again. There's no stopping it. Shoot. Shoot, 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 shoot. Yes, baby, shoot again for Mommy. Feel your little brain leak out of your penis as you shoot. Keep on shooting out all of that cum, baby. Give in and accept your new life as one of my helpless little milk boys. Shh, there we go, baby. Wasn't that nice? That's it. Let your tired little body fall asleep in my arms. When you wake up, you will be in your new home, and Mommy will give you that nice, deep kiss you wanted for being such a good boy. Just sleep now. Just sleep now.